Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars today here on this platform. And one of the young making their path towards that next level is the HBCU Pigskin Showdown MVP of the game, none other than Alcorn State quarterback Aaron Allen, who also played at Louisiana Tech. Fabulous career. He was also second-team All-SWAC, and he's kind enough to take some time after working out in Dallas and studying for his master's that he'll get later in May. With that said, a very busy man joining us. Aaron, appreciate your time. How is this evening treating you, my friend?
How's it going? Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on. It's going pretty good. I'm about done with the work day now. Just winding down, so I'm excited to be on tonight.
Nice. Is it kind of weird that you're not getting ready for spring ball or team meetings? You're just concentrating solely on schoolwork, but more importantly, you're concentrating on getting yourself ready for the 2024 NFL draft and pro day and combine workouts. Is that how surreal is it knowing that, you know, the college football days are behind you?
Yeah, it's most definitely, I'm getting adjusted to it now. Some days I wake up and be like, oh, I don't have to go to team workouts or meetings or anything like that. So it's definitely an adjustment, but I'm getting used to it. And the good thing about, like, having, like, a good draft prep system, like, you're still kind of on a routine. So it's similar, you're just in a different place, but I'm definitely getting used to it.
Yeah, and I ask that because a lot of guys in your position, there are moments where, you know, we've had some guys on the show where they wake up and they think they're late for practice, and because you're just so used to that routine. Now, for you, Aaron, usually this is the case with quarterbacks. Have you always been the quarterback? Have you always been the guy with the ball in your hands?
Yeah, most definitely. Ever since I was 10 years old in Little League, I always played quarterback. I used to play linebacker too, so I played both ways a little bit, but I always played quarterback.
When did you start when did the linebacker days cease and you became strictly the guy under center?
Probably in middle school.
And lo and behold, you're here talking on an NFL draft podcast. Probably a lot of ups and downs, twirls and all that fun stuff, but you finally arrived. Let me ask you this. So leaving high school, were other schools looking at you at any other positions just because your athletic ability, or did everybody want you as a quarterback? And I mean that as a compliment, but I just also want to address the athletic side of what you bring to it as well.
From what I can remember coming out, I had about like 20 or so offers. Nobody really talked about me playing defense. Everybody was just interested in my arm and me moving in the pocket. So I never really heard that before.
Fair enough. And then lo and behold, you're here. And as we move through this process, let me ask you this. You know, you're a college quarterback. You know as well as anybody, maybe it doesn't work out. You don't become the player that, you know, we're talking to today. When did you get the sense that you knew you had an opportunity, I guess, for the next level? I mean, do you have great games against great opponents? Do your coaches say, hey, Aaron, you know, we see something special in you? Or they might even say, hey, you know, some scouts came through, they were asking about you. How do you get that sense, I guess, the validation to kind of go with the confidence of knowing you can do this?
I would say that there never was really that point where it just kind of clicked in, like, oh, I'm getting, you know, I'm a draft prospect. I kind of had this thought process, like, really whenever I got into college, like, even before I was a starter, before I was a guy, like, you know, my goals always was to get into the NFL. And, you know, this is my dream. So it doesn't really come as, like, a surprise to me, and there never really was a moment. But I would definitely say after this year, coming off the season I did have, it was kind of like, hey, you know, you put yourself in a real good situation. It's about to happen. Put yourself in that spot. So I would say all in all after this past year, but, you know, I kind of had my eyes on the finish line this entire time, even whenever I wasn't playing, you know.
Fair enough. Once again, Aaron Allen, the standout from Alcorn State here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft, finding out what this young man brings to this draft class at the quarterback position. I ask this of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, you're in the film room. You're with these scouts. They're breaking down your tape, Aaron. What do you think they're going to love about you when you play that quarterback position? What stands out where they're going to have to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Definitely my arm talent. There's a couple of deep balls, especially early on in my tape, that I feel like could catch some eyes. And then my ability to move in the pocket and extend the plays, you know, you're seeing that more and more often. I thought this year I kind of showed that I can use my feet a lot more and get the first down or, like I said, escape and get out of there. And then lastly, I would definitely say just my ability to see the defense and kind of just this year, I just realized, you know, sometimes making the best play is, you know, just making the play that needs to be made. I'm not a player that tries to force or push real hard, but I kind of let the game come to me. So just that awareness of knowing, you know, when to throw the check down, when to make this whole shot, and then when to, you know, sometimes the best play may be to throw in the stands to my mom. You know, I learned that along my journey. So definitely just my awareness and my smartness as a quarterback, of just knowing what's the best possible play, like the best possible outcome for that one play. So I kind of just live in that within that one play, and I feel like a lot of guys don't do that. So you'll see that with me for sure.
Yeah, hey, listen, we've been doing this a long time, Aaron. That was one of the most brilliant responses. Very few times has a quarterback ever said, you know, just doing the right thing with the ball. The way you brought it up is, you know, and I'm sure if there's any personnel listening out up there, they definitely probably brought a big smile to their face hearing something like that from a young man going through the rookie process, but has kind of picked up on the idea that the best play is just kind of a smart play, and you've come to realize that. That's excellent. And you mentioned the arm strength, and that's evident. But the your ability in the pocket, Aaron, that sixth sense, if you will, I mean, where does that come from? I mean, you might not even be able to explain it. You just, maybe you're in the zen mode and it just happens. But, I mean, there's so much action in that limited space, but you're always aware. I mean, can you take us through it at all, or it's just something you just got to be in there and be Aaron Allen, I guess?
The best possible way I would explain it is just having good instincts. You know, I've always had, like, really good instincts. Like, my people have always told me from really early age, even off the field, like, you know, just having good instincts and good awareness just in real-life situations, it kind of helped me on the field. But it's also something I trained, like, early on, just move. My dad, he used to throw, like, rocks and tennis balls at me whenever I was in the pocket, so that kind of molded me into the ability to do that now. And then it's also kind of like I said, instincts and a feel thing. But that's just something that just kind of came over time. And also, like, keeping your eyes downfield, it's almost like I can do it with my eyes closed. Whenever you get to that point, you know, that's how you know you have that it to be able to move, because it's not like you're going to be able to look at this 3-tech or this 5-tech running at your face. You're going to have to look at the coverage and look at the receiver downfield. So it's one of those things where you just got to kind of feel it, and the more you do it in practice, the more it'll kind of come to you in the game, and it'll kind of slow down for you.
Very nice. Does anything go unnoticed? And this is your show. I know the folks at the next level listen in. Anything to say? It might have been some of the offensive systems you ran at Louisiana Tech or Alcorn State. didn't allow you to showcase certain things. You could have been a team captain, a film junkie, weight room warrior. Maybe you're great in the community. I don't know. This is your show. I'm just trying to help you pass along anything to kind of help you fall in the good graces of these teams moving forward.
Yeah, most definitely. I would say my leadership, you know, this year, really the past 2 years, you know, I kind of always been a – well, early on I wasn't a captain like freshman, sophomore year, of course not, but my junior and senior year, I kind of molded myself into being like a captain on the team. I always been a leader, but, you know, if something needs to be said, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be the first one in, last one out, like pretty much all the time. And then as far as the film room comes, like, I watch more film than I do TV. Like, that's just, as a quarterback, I kind of had to learn that's just something, that's just a part of who you are. So I watch more film than I watch movies. So it's that is my TV. So that's just kind of where my knowledge comes from. And then I would say, too, like, I dealt with a lot of adversity just from being hurt, counted out. Like, I've always been counted out pretty much. My entire career, always been the second guy, and then they've realized, you know, on the back end, hey, this guy can play, or the whole time they knew I could play, and I know how to make the most of my opportunity, so whatever opportunity I do get, I'll be ready for it, and a lot of guys, they haven't been through that adversity, you know, a lot of guys, it's always just been flowers, but I can honestly say my journey from Tech to Alcorn and to where I am now. It's really taught me to just have that mental toughness built up within inside me. And I just figured out how to believe in myself, you know, so I feel like that's the biggest part, too. You know, if you say you can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. If you say you're going to do it, then you will do it. So I would say just those two things would really stand out about me.
Aaron, you're once again Aaron Allen, Alcorn State QB here on the C2P in Pigskin Showdown MVP, breaking down what this young man brings to the table. Aaron, I wish this was an hour long program. I could listen to you kind of explain this this system is just fabulous stuff. Now you get that MVP award under the big spotlight of the HBCU Pigs. How satisfying was it in such a big moment to play such great football and just have that accolade as one of your final touches on a collegiate career?
It was fun. You know, going into it, you know, I tried to not make it more than what it is. I just tried to have fun. And it kind of surprised me, you know, going throughout the game. Well, it didn't surprise – I won't say it surprised me. I kind of knew this was probably, like, one of the only games where they came and grabbed me before the game was even over with to interview me. So I was like, huh, something's up. But – really cool experience to really just top off my college career in that way, and just to be around that level of talent. And I feel like it just really showed, you know, that I'm supposed to be there and that I can play.
Nice. And anyway, you definitely can play. And NFL-wise, did you get a lot of interaction with that, or was it kind of quiet?
No, there was actually a lot of teams, like at least 14, 15 teams there. I won't say what teams I talked to, but I talked to at least four teams, filled out some surveys, got some numbers and things of that nature. So it was definitely a good trip. And then it's really practice. A lot of scouts don't come to the games, but after practice is whenever I had my most interaction. So it was definitely a good experience, and I feel like it put me in a good spot leading up into Pro Day and the draft.
Definitely, definitely. Well, listen, man, we're almost out of time. We always like to wrap the show up. We call it three and out, just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, you could pick either school, Alcorn State or Louisiana Tech. Which one of your coaches had the biggest pet peeve during practice, Aaron? An absolute no-no. If you, your team, your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Oh, pet peeve. At La Tech, Coach Hester, he used to, whenever we were working out or even at practice, if you had hands and knees at all, like, you were done. So that was a pet peeve for sure. That's the first one.
How about this one? If you could throw any route, or I guess if you could throw any pass to a receiver for 6 points, what's your favorite throw to have zing out of your hand?
That's a good one. I would definitely say a stop and go or a post. Let's strike up the band.
I love it. I love it. And then the final one, Aaron, as we approach the 2024 NFL draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, Aaron, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, you're trying to get me in trouble with that question right there. The best cook. That's tough. I definitely probably say my Didi. She's my mom, or my stepmom, my other mom. And I would definitely want her to make, probably some spaghetti.
There you go.
And some fried fish and some veggies.
Well, Didi's on the clock for spaghetti, fried fish, and veggies, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024, Aaron. I can tell you, honestly, we've been doing a lot of shows for a long time, but I really thought you said some brilliant things that not a lot of quarterbacks have said, and I just wanted to compliment you on that, just not thinking that this was just another show where I'm going to hang up and it was just went through the motions. I really, really thought you did a fabulous, fabulous job.
Thank you again. I appreciate y'all having me. And God bless, and I look forward to hearing my name called and putting the jersey on again soon.
Yeah, that's what we want. Once again, Aaron Allen, the standout from Alcorn State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. As always, Stitcher, Spotify, any Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcasts, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And again, big shout-out to Aaron Allen. Thanks always.
This has been a C2P exclusive.